Hey everyone, before we get started on this week's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast, I wanted to share with you guys this amazing opportunity where you can generate hundreds of dollars a day from the comfort of your home by only working 1 to 2 hours a day. This business model is beginner friendly, requires no inventory, and better yet, you don't have to deal with customer service. If you are ready to make an impactful change in your financial future to escape the headache of working for someone else, then look no further. My name is Byron Pringle, and I'm a business coach. My goal is to show you the path to financial freedom. Head over to coachwithbyron.com to get started with the training and the education you need today. Plus, for a limited time only, when you sign up for a training program, I'll send you my free beginner's coaches guide. This ebook is valued at $17 and it's yours absolutely free. Again, head over to coachwithbyron.com to get started today. Okay, let me ask you a quick question here. Have you ever felt that you lacked a sense of confidence? I mean, you're ready to go, but you just don't feel like you have what it takes. Rather, that's completing a project at work, tackling relationship problems, or just self-improvement in general. Confidence is all about having a belief and a positive regard for yourself and your ability to succeed. It's hard to find confidence in something you're passionate about when you are unsure with yourself. On this week's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast, we will cover 5 proven keys on how to boost your confidence so that you can tackle the most challenging goals in your business, your relationships, your finances, or in any other area in your life that you feel that you are lacking a sense of confidence in. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into it. Welcome to this week's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. As always, my name is Byron Pringle, and I'll be your podcast host and business coach. I'm here to help you create the lifestyle that you've always dreamed of by identifying goals, crushing your limited beliefs, but most importantly, creating a future filled with possibilities. Today, I want to talk to you guys about confidence. That is right. We are going to cover 5 key points on how to become more confident. And before we dive into that, I do want to mention, for those who have asked, but Kristen is not here today, we are finally taking care of the final transition pieces on her moving up here to Iowa from Kentucky. So hopefully she'll be on the show next week moving forward. So we've got that. And I also want to thank you guys for those who have messaged me on Instagram, again, at Coach with Byron, and sent your sympathies and your condolences on my mother's passing. I really do appreciate it. So if you guys have any other questions, concerns, comments, you guys obviously know where to reach me on Instagram at Coach with Byron, or you can send me an email directly at coachwithbyron@gmail.com. So let's go ahead and start diving into these 5 key points here. So number one, to be more confident, you have to start with yourself. No one around you, and we're not talking about your external environment, but it has to start with you. You have to change the way you talk to yourself. So the things that you say to yourself every single morning weighs your confidence down. So the one thing I do want to mention here is you have to back away from the negative self-talk. And it's so easy to have such a negative discussion with yourself, especially when things are just kind of crumbling down around you. It's easy to look at the negative. But like what I mentioned last week on my birthday wish episode, I talked about the 1-3 rule. So for every negative situation, look at 3 positive. So look at, you got to find the beauty in the imperfections in your life. You have to learn to be your biggest cheerleader. Because, again, you know, if you're not cheering for yourself and you're not getting excited for your future, it's going to make it very difficult for those that are around you to be excited for you. So you really got to hype yourself up. Again, you have to change the way you talk to yourself every single day. And a part of my morning routine is when you talk about gratitude, you know, waking up and listing three things that you're grateful for. You know, visualize things that you are grateful for. You know, so when we talk about developing confidence, it all starts with how you talk to yourself. So again, negative self-talk is a habit. When you break that habit, you can create such wonderful, positive confidence in yourself. So figure out how to change the way you talk to yourself from a negative standpoint, from a positive standpoint. So again, if you're talking about, well, I can't lose weight, or I'm not losing enough weight. But if you're looking at, I'm getting on the scale, I'm losing a half a pound, 1 pound a week, that's still progress. Praise yourself. Pat yourself on the back. Number two, follow through. Now, this is a big thing here. And it's like I tell most of my clients as well, is it's almost kind of like a stacking dominoes effect. So subconsciously, if we look at it, when you don't follow through for a task. So for example, let's talk about gym. So if you're going to go to the gym, but yet that was your plan, but then you choose not to go to the gym. Yeah, you know, subconscious mind Byron is saying, well, there he goes. He's not going to the gym. Stacking dominoes on the I'm not following through. And here's the thing. If you're not going to follow through, it's going to be hard for you to show up for yourself. And imagine if you can show up for yourself and you follow through these tasks. So rather if it's in your, you know, building a better relationship with your spouse, or building your six-figure, seven-figure business, or going to the gym, when you follow through and you show up for yourself, it makes your business, your family, your money, it makes everything look better because you're following through your tasks and your goals. I want to really emphasize is when you have your positive talk and you have your list of things that you're going to work on, to follow through those tasks, because when you follow through, it makes it easier and more efficient for yourself. And again, your subconscious mind is saying, whoa, hold on. Byron did go to the gym. Byron did 20 reps. Byron ran 10 miles today. Like, okay, so we're going to start stacking up these dominoes on this side. And this side that we were stacking dominoes on is becoming very limited because he's showing up, he's following through what he is saying he's going to do. And what a shift in your mindset. So definitely number two, follow through what your goals are, because that is going to help build more confidence. Number three, focus yourself on getting results. So again, self-talk, following through, seek results. Confidence comes from results. I'm going to tell you guys that as an entrepreneur, a coach, a podcaster, it's not that I read a book and I feel confident. You know, that's only a little piece of it. But when you actually go and do it, whatever that is. So for example, if I'm going to make, you know, 20 cold calls today, and I actually do 20 phone calls, or cold calls, I should say, and I actually follow through that, that builds my confidence because I'm seeking the results that I desired. So there's, I was reading an interesting article the other day, and they were talking about the law of 10%, which I thought that was kind of interesting because being a self-improver, like you guys, I'm always looking for ways to try to level up myself. Again, like the compound effect, becoming 1% better each and every day. What does that look like? So the law of 10% is a very interesting law, and I want to share it with you guys. The law of 10% is whatever you're seeking to do, do 10% more. Now, for example, if you do a part of your morning routine is you do 10 setups. Say, for hypothetically, you do 10 setups every day. So 1% of 10 is 1. So you're going to do 11. Or say, for example, if you're working on saving money, putting money back in your savings. And say, for example, if you are saving $100, well, $101 instead of the 100. Now, it doesn't seem like a lot, but then over time, you compound these numbers. They add up so much more in the long run versus just doing the standard what you've been doing. So whatever you're seeking, whatever your goals, whatever the results you're looking for, add 10% each and every day. Because when you do that, you're going to cover so much more setups, much more money in your savings, so much more on cold calls in your business. Say, for example, if you're, you can use this analogy on date nights, you know, instead of having one designated date night every month, maybe look at doing a smaller date night every week versus having one big date night every month. It's all about the law of 10%, because again, I think law of 10% comes with law of attraction. So whatever you're attracted to is going to be something that you're going to be drawn to. So force yourself to get the results. Go one step beyond. So focus on 10%. Number four, push yourself through fear. Now, this is where a lot of people, they hit that boom, that wall. They stop because they get the information, they get everything on paper, and then here it comes, imposter syndrome, their comfort zone. Because if, say, for example, if you want to start a podcast like this, and if you're working a 9-to-5, well, if you get home at 5 o'clock and you're exhausted, more than likely you just want to grab something quick to eat, sit down, enjoy a few hours of Netflix, maybe, you know, stroll through Instagram or TikTok or whatever, and that's it. Or maybe if you go one step further, maybe taking a half an hour out of your evening, you record a podcast, but you're afraid to publish it because you're afraid of what other people may say. And I understand that. And they say, because we have fear. And they say that successful people don't have fear, which I disagree. Everybody has fear. The difference between someone that is successful versus someone that is not successful is that the successful person does not listen to their fear. So let me say that one more time. Successful people don't listen to fear. They take it as a challenge and they blow right through it. Your fear is where your comfort zone thrives. Push through your fear. And the one thing I do want to mention too is when we talk about, and I've talked about this in past episodes, is the difference on living on self and living on purpose. That is where your comfort zone lies. So the difference between living on self and living on purpose is when you live on self. So for example, if we're talking about this podcast, say for example, if you're starting a podcast on true crime, and say for example, if you're speaking from experience and you want to have other people come on your show and you want to share advice, insights, and other people's stories because you were a victim of a criminal act. Say for example, if you did record an episode, but you choose not to post that episode and make it public because you're afraid of what other people may say. Well, if you choose not to do that, then you'll never get the reward that comes behind the hard work. But that is living on self. Living on purpose is posting that podcast episode and sharing your insights, your stories, and impacting other people's lives. Because that is truly what we do here on the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. Now, I was the same way. You know, I was afraid to post these episodes. And, you know, I really don't want people to, you know, hear my voice, you know, condemn my idea and hate on what I do. Because there's a lot of hatred going on online, and we've all seen it, and we've all probably played victim with that as well. But I've also, in my last year of podcasting, I've got a lot of good messages. On Apple Podcasts, I have well over 100 reviews, all 5 stars, on people thanking me and praising what we do here on the show because we've impacted them. And say, for example, if I lived in fear and I pursued a life on self versus on purpose, I would have never impacted those lives because they would have not known who I was, my story, or the other stories that we've shared from other like-minded individuals through our podcast. So push through the fear, get out of your comfort zone. And the one piece of advice before we move on to key number 5 is, you know, you're getting close to your goal, to success, when you're in that constant state of fear, that you're stepping out of your comfort zone, because that is where true growth happens. And then let's go ahead and wrap it up with number 5. And this is so important, guys. This is so important. So please, 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 please stack your small wins. It doesn't matter how small it is, because a lot of small wins equate to a big win. Now, it's kind of like voting. And it's like I was explaining to a client of mine the other day, because he's making small progresses on his personal development. And I said, you know, it's like voting. You know, you don't need all the votes to win. You just need the majority of the votes. And, you know, when we look back on like small wins, and they can be as small as your alarm was set at 5 o'clock, your alarm went off, and you did not hit snooze. You got out of bed. That is a small win. When you got out of bed, you right away made your bed. That's a small win. You went in the bathroom, brushed your teeth, and you jumped in the shower, and your clothes were all laid out. Everything was all set up for you because you had it set up the night before. That is a small win. When we don't recognize the small wins, it's easy to get overwhelmed by the big objectives and the bigger picture. But when you start stacking the small wins, it makes it so much easier. I am excited to have this opportunity to share with you guys these 5 keys. So let's go ahead and recap here. So 5 ways to build more confidence. Number 1, change the way you talk to yourself. Number 2, follow through all your goals and objectives. Number 3, force yourself to get the results. Again, the law of 10%. Go 10%. Again, if you're going to do 10 setups every morning, do 11. Number 4, push yourself through fear. Do not limit yourself to your comfort zone. Again, your comfort zone is where your dreams go to die. And number 5, stack your small wins. Record your small wins and review and reflect on your small wins, because that is going to give you the momentum to tackle your biggest objectives. So that is all the time I have on this week's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. If this episode resonated with you guys, please, 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 please share this episode with your friends and family, the ones you love. And also tag us on Instagram at Coach with Byron. Let us know that you enjoyed today's episode. And if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or on Stitcher, please drop us a rating or review, because the ratings and reviews helps our podcast be seen organically by more people. And again, I'm going to leave you guys, like I do at the end of each and every single episode, to make it your mission to be a blessing in someone's life. We love you guys, and we greatly appreciate you guys, and we will see you over on next week's episode. Take care.